This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Over 150 people of all ages, backgrounds and abilities took part in choreographer Rosemary Lee's latest work, Square Dance, which recently filled four autumnal squares in Bloomsbury, central London, with dance and bell ringing performed by adults and children, many of them with no formal training. Culture Files' Regan Hutchence went to Kick Leaves in Brunswick Square and to meet Rosemary Lee, along with composer Terry Mann, inventor of the strange bell ringing Automata Musica Number 1, as well as the other square dance participants, young and old.
There were so many people, and you just had to say to yourself, calm down, it's okay.
I got really excited because my old teacher was there, and I really like her.
Whenever we finished one of the dances, my dad, well, I think he watched every single one because he liked it so much. And then when always at the end, he always was cheering, and clapping.
Well, I've trained in martial arts for about 25 years, and there's a really good mix between the two. It's very soft, it's very meditative. Well, I'm in a very, very meditative place, really. I do train in meditation, and in my martial arts, we do a lot of sitting still. It's as if I'm not even in a city, really. I feel very calm, I feel very close to the earth and nature. I'm usually focusing on the leaves of the trees, the branches, the trunk of the tree, and as I go to the ground, I'm feeling the earth and looking into the earth.
As a choreographer, often when we're working with dancers, we're working with dancers in a particular age bracket, maybe very fit at the sort of height of their physical prowess in their 20s. I felt that as a maker, I couldn't then express what I wanted to express about humanity with only that small age group. And that's what led me to work throughout my career with children and with much older people, with the wise senior citizens that work with me. I want to speak of our lives and our existence and what it is to be alive, which of course then means we're talking about the very early stages of life and our own death, you know, and we feel so solid and so alive when we're here, but it's so brief. And I find that really affirming and helpful, actually, rather than morbid, because we're part of a much bigger cycle.
Keep checking in with your partner if you think it's maybe uncomfortable. And then very slowly let that weight back down into the ground and continue the journey of the thighs towards the chest. And don't push too much. You can slightly open the legs a little bit and just give a little wobble because you don't want to push their lunch out.
It's really a giant music box with three barrels that are pinned with three rows of bells. And as you turn the handle, the three barrels turn in synchronization. And there are three separate musical ideas, one on each barrel. And you can turn the barrels off so that you can have one set of bells at a time, on all three. Some of them are just small handbells, where I've taken the handle off and hung them on the wood. And some of them, these ones down here, they're long case clock bells, so the kind of thing you might find on a grandfather clock. And this one is, it's got a date inside, which is 1828. So, but the others are all fairly modern bells, they're fairly modern cast bells, but these are nice old bronze clock bells.
In all four squares, we're working with bells as the sound score. So in one square, we've got a huge church bell hired from the Whitechapel Bell Foundry, which has been there since, I guess, Renaissance Elizabethan times, which I found thrilling to actually stand there and choose my bell and think that, you know, somebody from Shakespeare's company may have chosen one too, right there. And I'm a huge fan of bells. So I felt if I'm making work for the outdoors, I don't want to introduce instruments that aren't normally used outdoors. That makes no sense to me. And bells and bagpipes and hurdy-gurdies and instruments that are made to be heard and made to call people together, for me, feel the right choice. And also it's a little bit of a memory of the church bells of London when they were ringing much more than they do now. So all the different sizes of bells, from a delicate hotel reception bell to the huge church bell, I think resonates with us, because I think we understand that bells gather us together for something significant.
The bells, the bells. Choreographer Rosemary Lee and other participants in Square Dance there, which is part of London's Dance Umbrella, more details of which at danceumbrella.co.uk.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.